You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. We are broadcasting live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV, sales service, parts, and accessories. Morning show out today, but what a crew we got this morning. Tom Kelly in, Broads in, Ashlyn Sullivan in. Broads, Ashlyn, how are you guys doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. It smells like football, doesn't it?
We've never been better. It's 70 degrees outside. I'm very excited for training camp today, now that it's not 90 degrees today.
Well, this is the thing. It's beautiful right now, but, I mean, it will be 90 degrees by the time they start practicing at 10 o'clock today.
It will.
Will it? I don't know. I'm asking.
Well, I haven't looked yet. I don't know.
Well, I hope not.
Well, Ashlyn's still walking in with her cup of coffee from her home, so she doesn't know where she is.
This is an unbelievable
move, by the way. To the show.
Because I heard you guys, you know, you guys were talking about it. I was trying to resolve some technical issues. Ashlyn, you brought a mug from home.
I know. It's my worst character flaw, and I understand it is, and everyone makes fun of me for it, that I just haven't gotten a mug with a cap on it. It spills all over the car.
Yeah, we need to send a picture of this out on social media
or
something. It's
crazy. I can't imagine.
It makes me feel like I'm at home.
I can't imagine sitting in my truck and watching the mug just bobble in the little section for it, you know? And it's the coffee's flying on the windshield, the whole shebang. I don't know how you do it.
It makes life exciting.
No, I'm sure.
Broads and I are sitting here like twins with our giant Wawa coffees this morning.
And then there's Ashlyn. Cheers to you.
I didn't even think about the transport situation.
Yes.
With the mug in the car.
And then it gets cold, and you know, you think I would just address it by now, and I haven't.
Hey.
And now I can't, because now I'm known for it.
It's a good looking mug.
Thank you.
So there you go.
It's a white mug. I mean, what are we doing?
It's Home Goods. I'll send you the link.
Yeah, I think it's nice. Nice good size. Get a lot of coffee in there. But a lot for us to get to throughout the course of the show today. And where we'll start, we'll get to the Eagles. Obviously, we're at training camp. We'll talk about our observations from the preseason games. Ashlyn, I know you've been down here at practice a lot, so we'll get what you've seen this training camp. But where we got to start, guys, is with the Phillies. And the Phillies come home today after a 10-game road trip. They go 6-4. A split over the weekend in Washington. But let's face it, the results of these games are all secondary to what happened on Saturday. Now, I did the post-game show on Saturday with Rob Cherry after that Eagles-Browns preseason game, which none of us will ever forget where we were for that masterpiece on Saturday afternoon. But I'm driving home, and I'm listening to Broads. And
smart man,
Broads, it was terrifying. Where you're, I guess, watching the screen, you're like, Dave Dombrowski's talking, and my first thought was like, did they just like fire Topper or something? Like, what is going on? But it was not that. It was something that was worse and something really bad for this team in terms of Zach Wheeler and a pretty serious health concern with him right now. Here was Dave Dombrowski along with Phillies head trainer Paul Buchheit on Saturday afternoon, giving the latest on Zach Wheeler.
We're going to place on the injured list today, effective today. Zach Wheeler is a right upper extremity blood clocked. And that's why Paul's in here. He can talk a little bit more. There's not a lot we can say on it at this time, but I commend Paul and the doctors here to find this, because it could have been a much more trying situation than what it is. So, Paul, I'm just going to let
Zach had been feeling better after his right shoulder soreness. But yesterday, some symptoms had changed. He felt a little heaviness. So the doctors here were great in helping to diagnose and expedite that diagnosis this morning.
And, yeah, I mean, really not a good situation for Zach Wheeler. First off, you think about Zach Wheeler's health. You want to make sure he's all right. Blood clot, a serious issue here. But when you look at this thing moving forward, and obviously it's got to be a difficult situation for the team and all those guys trying to rally around this situation, but you look at the rest of the season, and I'm not a doctor. I feel like it's unlikely Zach Wheeler returns this year. You know, when you look at the recovery time from this, starting to throw again, working yourself back up, it feels like this is a significant loss and one where you're going to be without Zach Wheeler for a lot of time, maybe the rest of the season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we're in a spot where we have to separate the Zach Wheeler, the person, and Zach Wheeler, the family man, and all of that with the baseball team. And it's a very weird position to be in because we're going to talk about how this impacts the diamond when this is so serious that it almost makes it feel silly. But yeah, when it comes to the team itself, you're losing your ace. And we already had question marks with Aaron Nola and Lizardo and Ranger Suarez in the second half. So what was once a strength with this team is now somewhat shaky. And we already know that the offense is inconsistent. So essentially, I'm shattered with this group. I've been shattered with this group. And I'm broken, dude. I'm broken with this group. I really am.
Well, I'll try to talk you off the ledge here, Brooks. I mean, the rotation obviously was this team's superpower. It's not as super anymore. But I look at this rotation, and I believe the Phillies can overcome this injury. I want to know how people feel this morning. I know it's, you know, this weekend reacting to Zach Wheeler news was really shocking on Saturday, but I want to know if you believe the Phillies can overcome this. If you want to get in, 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. And I'll make my case to start here. I mean, obviously the path just got a lot harder, and I've been critical of Dave Dombrowski, how he's built this team, but this is why you build the team this way. Where you have depth in starting pitching, yet you lose Zach Wheeler, you still do have another ace in Christopher Sanchez. I think he's a frontline starter, guy you can start in game one of a playoff series. Ranger Suarez, Jesus Luzardo, they've been up and down, but we've seen the potential from those guys. Luzardo has starts where he looks like one of the best pitchers in baseball. Ranger, we've seen him do it in the big moments. Even last year, where he's breaking down the second half of the year, he goes out there in the playoffs against the Mets and pitches a great game. Now, he got Noel back yesterday. We'll get into that later on and how disastrous of an outing that was. But Taijuan Walker's been throwing the ball well. Zach Wheeler's a huge loss. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat that, no way to move past that. But I still believe this team has the pitching to get it done in the postseason, even without Zach Wheeler. I think they can overcome.
Wow. You're a crazy man.
That is optimism. That's optimism I don't know if I've ever heard from you.
How about that?
But I got to be really good on this morning. It is a little shocking to hear that from TK. But I will say, when you say the names, and it's not as if Taijuan Walker has pitched bad. He clearly has become a more serviceable arm than he ever has in his tenure here in quite some time. But when I think about winning a World Series, being a champion, getting to the top of the mountain, and then one of the names that comes out of your mouth is Taijuan Walker, I go, that's not even on the same playing field, you know? And it's definitely better than anything we've seen from Taijuan, but there's such a big...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Gap from that and then being the best team in Major League Baseball. And I don't think their record really reflects who they are as a squad. So I can't really even hide behind the fact that, well, they're 71 and 53 or whatever the hell they are right now. Because if you didn't know their record and you watch them play on a day-to-day basis, there's not one person who would ever imagine in a million years that they're 18 games over 500.
I hear you. But this is the thing. This is the way I'm looking at it here. Like, I still think you have the pitching to get this done. Like, you bring in Joan Duran. That's changed the bullpen. Bullpen looks completely different now. And the rotation's still solid. Now, again, are they going to be the favorites to win the National League or win the World Series? Absolutely not. But I think what we got to be looking for right now is, do we see pathways? Do we see a pathway that they can overcome this? And I do see it. I see a way they can move past it even without Zach Wheeler. Ashlyn, where do you fall on this? Do you think, in wake of this Zach Wheeler news, and again, I don't want to, you know, I guess kind of project here without knowing all the implications. Hopefully we'll get more news on Wheeler and what his status is like later today. But do you see a pathway to the Phillies overcoming this?
I like what you said, how there are options, and I do think they've built this team deep enough. Christopher Sanchez, I think it's very rare when if you were to tell anyone, hey, your ace is out most likely the rest of the season, everyone in the world is thinking, oh, you're screwed, and why are we even watching the rest of the year? But having Christopher Sanchez there, who is an ace on most teams, gives you a lot of comfort. But I was on the postgame show with Ben Davis, and there is the human element of this, that it is so scary. You have no idea when he's going to come back, and that's one thing, one caveat. But with Zach Wheeler, Ben was telling us, and it's so true, you don't replace your ace. Like, I don't care what you do. I don't care if you have to put it by committee of five people. You're never going to replace your ace. And in a season where you have World Series aspirations, when you just look at it black and white, you can't win a World Series without your ace. And that's how I look at it.
Yeah, and I get that part of it. And losing Zach Wheeler is a huge deal. I mean, he's maybe the best pitcher in baseball over the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. I think he probably is. But I do look at a guy like Sanchez. I think he is an ace as well. And I think you can slot him into that top spot. And I'm just asking for, can you get 5-6 innings from one of these guys in a playoff game? Because you look at the bullpen, I actually do feel a lot better about the bullpen after the trade deadline. We'll get to the offense and what the Phillies could have or should have done there. But you bring in Duran, that kind of changes things at the back end. That's three outs that you can basically eliminate. I mean, Kirkering has pitched well. You have guys you can maybe band-aid it together. I just look at it like this. If you believe they had a chance before the Zach Wheeler injury, I feel like you should believe that now, because the starting pitching, I still think, is a strength of this team.
And that's why I'm definitely lost with this one, is because I didn't feel they had a chance with Zach Wheeler. So you lose Zach Wheeler, and I'm still in this position. If not, I feel even worse. And even if you do hypothetically get 5 innings or 6 innings from a Ranger Suarez who looks good in a game, or Lizardo, I need to be able to rely on the offense then to produce enough. And that's a whole nother element, which I don't, you know. It's now at the point where we're begging for Max Kepler to play over Nick Castellanos, and we all wanted Max Kepler to be gone 4 months ago. So I'm not telling you you're wrong to want Nick out of the lineup at times, but I'm telling you we are so down bad that we're begging for the guy that doesn't even deserve to be on the team anymore to get more at-bats, because you're what is supposed to be power, right-handed power bat, who only has 3 more home runs than Trey Turner, who can't hit a lick for power, isn't living up to the expectation. So when you marry this all together, that's why, unfortunately, I've crumbled. I've just crumbled. It's a terrible, terrible position.
So if I'm asking you guys, August 18th, I'm not ready to throw in the towel in the season. Are you guys throwing in the towel in the season right now?
I'm not throwing in the towel, but when I tell you I'm 0.05% in, I'm 0.05% in. So I still got a schmidge.
Low percentage.
Low percentage.
You just can't be optimistic, because when you lose your ace, the only thing you can hang your hat on is someone else has to step up. Another element of this team has to step up to overcome a loss like this. Many would say, okay, you got to frankly score more runs. You got to be more productive at the plate. Huh. Have we seen anything that gives us hope that they are all of a sudden, because they lost Zach Wheeler, going to be more productive at the plate?
Well, that's the thing. It is going to come down to the offense. Yeah. It's going to come down to
whether
they can
score. What about base running? Did you enjoy the base running this weekend?
Of course not.
That was a very nice time.
Like, this is the weird thing, though, is, and it sounds disrespectful, but the way I'm looking at it is, like, even though you lose Zach Wheeler, I feel like in some ways it doesn't, like, affect the feeling that much, because the bats were always the concern. Like, the bats were always the biggest concern. Losing Zach Wheeler sucks, and now you're probably not going to be able to win games 2-1 with that kind of frequency in the playoffs. But I still think, like, the bats are a bigger concern than the starting pitching is. Like, I don't look at this and change my thought process and think, oh, well, how can they get through series of starting pitching? I see very easily how they can get through series of starting pitching.
In a way, I do understand what you're saying. It's weird because I get it. I get what you're saying, because it really is about if the bats stay hot or if they go cold, and that's going to be the difference in winning or losing. So losing a Zach Wheeler, in theory, shouldn't stop you in your tracks. But then the flip side is, then we're almost in a weird way devaluing Zach Wheeler, which I know you're not doing.
Right.
So it is a strange way to view it. You're not wrong, but the totality of this team, to me, just screams, man, they are just not a winning group.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people that are feeling that way right now. And if
you don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.